too.
Professor McGonagall, headmistress of Hogwarts, has asked me to make clear that she became an animagus merely as a result of her extensive researches into all fields of transfiguration, and that she has never used the ability to turn into a tabby cat for any surreptitious purpose, setting aside legitimate business on behalf of the Order of the Phoenix, where secrecy and concealment were imperative. J.K.R.
Whether there was ever a washerwoman who was able to transform into a rabbit is open to doubt. However, some magical historians have suggested that Beadle modelled Babette on the famous French sorceress Lisette de Lapin, who was convicted of witchcraft in Paris in 1422. To the astonishment of her muggle guards, who were later tried for helping the witch to escape, Lisette vanished from her prison cell the night before she was due to be executed. Although it has never been proven that Lisette was an animagus who managed to squeeze through the bars of her cell window, a large white rabbit was subsequently seen crossing the English Channel in a cauldron with a sail fitted to it. And a similar rabbit late became a trusted advisor at the court of King Henry VI. Note 3. This may have contributed to that Muggle King's reputation for mental instability. The king, in Beadle's story, is a foolish Muggle who both covets and fears magic. He believes that he can become a wizard simply by learning incantations and waving a wand.